We were saying that there is that severe weather warning, and we've already heard that there's been a big thunderstorm that hit Geelong this morning. And one of the things that came up is the business of this thunderstorm-induced asthma. We thought, well, really, what is it? How does it affect us, and et cetera? So we went to our Dr. Ava from the Bendigo Respiratory Clinic to get all the good oil. Ava, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning.
So tell us about thunderstorm asthma.
So thunderstorm asthma happens when there's a huge high pollen count, particularly ryegrasses, which those people who get hay fever and asthma would know that there's been quite a bit around in the last couple of weeks. And also when you have the weather change and you've got the thunderstorm coming through with the low pressure. So it's basically pushing all the pollens down, and because there's moisture in the air, sort of consolidating it all and sort of driving that pollen count up higher.
It doesn't seem to happen that often. I've only heard of it like once before, but so they're pretty alert to it now.
Yeah, we're much more alert to it. Whether it's because it's been drier and there's more pollen around, or we just had that crazy event a few years ago that caught us by surprise, we are a bit more aware of it. So it can happen to people who have asthma, particularly asthma that does get worse in the spring, and people who have hay fever who've never had asthma before. So they're the ones that get a bit caught out.
Yeah. Is it a bad hay fever season? Because I normally don't get hay fever, but the couple of times I've been around grass lately, that is walking on it, not smoking it, I've got the old itchy eyes and sneezes and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know, because I reckon every year I say it's a bad hay fever season. So have been presenting with a lot of hay fever. Obviously, here at the respiratory clinic, when we're testing people, they're coming through to be COVID tested because they're not sure if it's their hay fever because it's not usual for them. Hard to know.
Yeah.
Because I said, we often, I reckon every year I say, oh, it's a bad hay fever season this year. So,
well, maybe,
who knows?
Yeah, maybe I should
but
start.
The pollen counts have been extraordinarily high. So,
yeah.
People who are on asthma, please make sure you top up your preventers and carry your puffer with you all the time.
Yep.
And people who have really bad hay fever and are sensitive to it, try and avoid being outdoors. We know today is going to be a bad day, and the next couple of days are going to be bad days for it because of the high pollen count and the low pressure system coming through. So keep your preventers up, carry your Ventolin with you, and for those people with hay fever, same thing, dose up on your antihistamines.
Yeah.
And for everyone, like, try and stay indoors.
Terrific. Well, maybe I need to start smoking the grass instead of walking on it, and I'll be fine. And then if I do
that
get it...
That won't be good for your asthma either. That'll be bad for your breathing as well.
Yeah, but if I do get it, I probably won't know. So, hey, Dr. Ava, thanks as always, and we'll talk to you very
soon.
That's right. Good on you.
No problem.
Dr. Ava Pieko from the Bendigo Respiratory Clinic.